KRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas tells Fox News Sunday he expects President Barack Obama's stimulus package to pass the Senate, but warns it could damage the economy in the future. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says Americans are hurting.
Well, it is the two-hour Sunday abbreviated version of my weekday syndicated transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the eighth day of February 2009. We'll be here for the next hour and 55 minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. If you're in Central Texas, you're welcome to call 836-0590. I want to take a lot of calls today, and that's going to be a challenge because the news is all extremely important. The Washington Post today has the headline, Obama's National Security Council will get new power. Directive expands makeup and role of security body. And this is open dictatorship. It couples perfectly with Homeland Security, the Northern Command, the end of Posse Comitatus, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Presidential Decision Directive 51, the Military Commissions Act, and the former Commandant of the Marine Corps, Bilderberg Group, and a world government supporter, James L. Jones, is to head it up. Congress will have no oversight, no involvement. Every major federal agency will be under the control of the National Security Council and operate in secrecy under the 1947 National Security Act. This is a coup d'etat. And you're like, wait a minute, Bush just left. Obama just came in. Well, what did I cover in Endgame and Terror Storm? I said Bush was going to leave office in my films. I said he would pass on the powers to a new puppet. But I have to say, it looks like they're going to make their full move with Obama. All this preparation, the way they're setting him up as a messianic savior, we're in a lot of trouble. Why do the elites want tyranny? They want to steal all your pension funds. Offshore banks have seized control of the country, and they're using dictatorial power that they set up in third world nations they loot to ensure that we never bring them to justice. The tyranny is only a rearguard action for the thieving. So we'll get into that. Kurt Nemo's had an excellent story. So is Paul Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. But Kurt Nemo's article, Obama's Change, Expanding the Power of the NSC and Shadow Government, just out about an hour ago, full of hyperlinks to all the federal documents themselves. Every claim we make is documented. And as scary as this article is, I read it, I have to tell you, it's worse than even Kurt is saying. And in the last week, it dovetails with this article. New legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the United States. H.R. 645 says they're going to merge local police, the military, all governmental functions. The governors will be titular, ceremonial, everything around the local FEMA camps. And it says local pastors will help the public prepare to go into the camps. It's in the bill. Of course, we told you about that 3 years ago when it was top secret, when we got the secret classified documents and posted them. Did people appreciate us being brave? No, they just said they were fake. Now mainstream news admits they're real. That's right. They got a FEMA camp for you and your family. Defense Department announces Civilian Expeditionary Force. We told you that Obama, because he said so, and his chief of staff wrote a book about it and said so on C-SPAN, National Compulsory Service and a 1 million-man new domestic army. Well, they don't need legislation now under the new NORTHCOM system. It is simply a Defense Department directive, 1404.10, Defense Department directive. So we'll go over that a little bit for you today. Here's another one with the Pentagon taking over the entire country. Bomb plants could shift to control of Pentagon. This is the New York Times. The Obama administration is considering whether to shift the management of nuclear weapons production because the Pentagon got caught trying to steal 6 cruise missiles a year and a half ago. Remember that? They wanted to claim Iran had them, and then they had to kill, about 14 people involved in loading them, so they shut everybody up who was blowing the whistle. They got to have one agency doing it so they can have black ops get in there easier and claim they were stolen. Bomb plants could shift the control of the Pentagon under James L. Jones. So have that there for you in the stack as well. Out of the New York Times. Yeah, we're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Alex Jones was right. It was all real. It's true. It's happening. and they're so secure in their power, they have come out in the last month with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mainstream articles. The latest was last week. I'm still just spinning from it in the Wall Street Journal saying, yes, we're setting up a North American Union. Yes, we kept it secret from you for your own good. Yes, we're going to get rid of the dollar for a new Amero. And it said the New World Order is your savior. The New World Order is good. Just Google Wall Street Journal, North American Union, or Amero, and click news, and you can read it. I mean, don't believe me. Just go read them telling you. That's exactly what the Sunday Times of London said a month ago in an article titled, "And Now for World Government." By the way, it's published by Mr. Wolf, one of the Bilderberg Group members, openly calling for world government. And they said, yeah, we kept it secret for your own good. It is real, and we're setting it up. And by the way, they use the word undemocratic, dictatorial. But they said that is good. See, when they enter the final phase and go ahead and move forward with all of this, they have to create all these crises and say, well, we've got to be dictatorial to save you. And who do we always tell you the top of the New World Order was? The private central banks that control the printing presses of the Western world. We always said they would implode the markets and have a credit crisis like they did in 1929 by design. They would then cut off liquidity to the public. This time they claim they've turned on the money, but they're only giving it to themselves while everything else is cash-starved to buy up all the infrastructure. And again, if you don't like it, NORTHCOM's standing by. Now, the military doesn't like their new Obama oath, and we've confirmed this. They don't swear an oath to the Constitution now. They swear it to Obama. Now, Bush tested this but withdrew it. Obama's doing it. And the troops are finally starting to have the wheels turn and go, didn't that happen in 1933 when Adolf Hitler got elected? They had to no longer swear allegiance to the Republic, to Deutschland. They had to swear it to Adolf Alois Hitler. Oh, boy, we are in serious waters here. Oh, by the way, Obama has gone back on everything he said he'd do. Bloomberg, AP, and Reuters all report that all the big banks in the executive order signed this week are exempt from salary caps and CEO caps. Totally exempt. It's only if the government chooses on smaller institutions they can do it. That's going to end up being your business. See, you're going to get a salary cap. The international bankers aren't. The same guys that don't pay their taxes. I found all these quotes in news articles that David Rockefeller bragging he doesn't pay $1 in tax. None of them do. It's a big joke to them. It's for us schmucks to pay. Because the income tax doesn't go around the country. It goes right into the banker's pocket. You know, you write your check to the Federal Reserve, the private Federal Reserve, when you write an income tax check. You know that, right? It's all the other taxes that run the country. So, thought I'd go over that a little bit later. We have those mainstream articles. I'll be covering them. Of course, I could read the bills and tell you that it did that, but, you know, c'est la vie. Obama preserves renditions as counterterrorism tool. Under executive orders issued by Obama recently, the CIA still has authority to carry out what are known as renditions, secret abductions, and transfers of prisoners. And then the LA Times goes on to admit they're keeping all the camps open. And the ACLU has now sent a letter to him saying, you promised not to do this. And then the British were about to release documents about torture. And Obama threatened to withdraw national security data transfers, and so, again, total betrayal. He promised to get rid of NAFTA and GATT, but then speaking to a business council in Canada, his top advisor said, oh, that's just rhetoric. And now Obama is saying he's going to expand NAFTA and GATT and the SPP, known as the North American Union. So another betrayal right there. He promised not to appoint any lobbyist. Everyone he is appointing is a top lobbyist, everyone in a cabinet position. Secretary of Defense, lobbyist. Deputy Secretary of Defense, lobbyist. Blair over national security, lobbyist. Panetta, Leon Panetta for CIA, lobbyist. George Mitchell, lobbyist. Just all lobbyists. Total lies. And the lies will continue when we get back here. Ladies. See, foreign banks have hijacked the government in a corporate takeover. They now run the military. They run the states. They're building FEMA camps. They're going to make us so poor and so desperate, they want us to revolt. Oh, yeah, it's serious. We'll be right back.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, Ph.D. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back live. I'm going to go into your phone calls, and I'll get into the National Security Council and open dictatorship. Meet the new boss, worse than the last boss. And then Democratic senators, House members, Obama administration officials on tape are saying, yes, they are going to reinstitute the Fairness Doctrine with Orwellian doublespeak, restricting free speech on talk radio. That is indeed happening right now. They will limit the debate to only Republican and Democratic voices, which are all part of the controlled paradigm. Obama is fear-mongering, saying, where'd all the hope and change go? Pass the economic stimulus, all the pork barrel to buy off more people, or there will be a catastrophe. Meanwhile, the trillion-dollar stimulus is a distraction itself from the $8.5 trillion so far stolen by offshore banks from the U.S. Treasury in the last 4 months, 3.5 months since the October 3rd banker takeover bill was passed. So we'll get into that as well. And a story by Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com. Increasing numbers of states declaring sovereignty. 8 separate states, Washington, New Hampshire, Arizona, Montana, Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma, California, Georgia, either passed laws declaring sovereignty or in the process of it. And when you read the bills, like the New Hampshire legislation, it looks like it's got a good chance of passing. It says because FEMA camps are built, being built, because offshore banks have seized the government, because gun confiscation is being prepared. And that's right. The legislatures are now actually reading the new laws that have been passed. Statesmen, lawyers, people that know how to research these bills like we've done are looking at them. And they're finding out that it's really happening. All of this tyranny is really being brought in. And there are more than 10 bills introduced with co-sponsors. Some of them introduced right before he left the House to go to the White House, be chief of staff by Rahm Emanuel, to ban all semi-automatic rifles and handguns. I mean, you have to hand them in, not just ban their future sale. They also are announcing that they may just put people on a no-fly list, a blacklist. No judge, no jury, no nothing. You just can't own guns if you're on a no-fly list. We played during the weekday show, Rahm Emanuel saying that in a speech to the Brady campaign, Sarah Brady and the gun grabbers. And they've got other bills in there. We'll have to be federally registered to own a gun, go through federal psychological testing. I mean, it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, you've got the Obamanoids out there stumbling around, thinking he's some wonderful new liberal come to save the day when he is totally bought and paid for by the very same military-industrial complex that has been setting up the takeover of this nation. So get past Obama. He may be the most wonderful person since sliced bread, since milk and cookies, but the guy is bought and paid for by the New World Order, and now 3 weeks into his presidency, we have all his policies, and it's worse than we had even said. It is bold how much lying has gone on and how much corruption and how much tyranny is being brought into place. So that's all coming up. But first off, let's go to Roger in Kansas. You're on the air, Roger.
Hey, Alex. 100,000 Vaticanglo Zion Nazi sons of Lucifer run the world. And that's the simplest way I can describe the New World Order after all the research I've done. Now, does that make any sense to you?
Well, I know this. Evil, corrupt people throughout history have run. Normally, nations and empires are run by corrupt tyrants. Liberty is the exception. And every major nation in the world, even countries that aren't part of the New World Order, most of them are run by thugs. That's the nature of things. But we have a particularly virulent group of thugs in control of the United States and Europe.
Okay, now I have a question. I have an idea. And if this is a bad idea, then you tell me why this won't work. Because you need to get paid just to do what you do. And we know there's all these people in Hollywood that are on your side, but they're scared of repercussions because they don't want to be harassed. And so here's the deal. They could hire their assistants to purchase untraceable, legal, ethical $1,000 money orders with your name on it, save the receipt, send it to you. Nobody knows about anything, and they could fund the whole thing anonymously, legally.
Well, listen, here's the deal. You know, we're funding my radio show, we're funding filmmaking, we're funding the websites. We are not the only game in town fighting tyranny. We're here to get people to go out and take action in their own way. I don't call up people I know in Hollywood, and just as I know quite a few folks in Hollywood that have contacted me over the years, I mean, what does that mean? So, again, we're doing as much as we can here. And we're growing, and people need to support us. But to just say it's not the people's job to support or spread the word, and it's just time for people in Hollywood to give you money or people you know in music to give you money. Again, it's about news and information here. We can't make it all about Alex Jones, folks. Plus, let's say I became the big giant leader and really grew in size. They just kill me or set me up. It needs to be a movement, an idea, a manifesto, a constitution, a bill of rights. An idea is bulletproof. I am not. George in Texas, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Yes, have you heard about in WorldNet Daily, they revamped, I think, brought back up the UN Treaty on the Rights of the Child?
Yes, and it says that you can't teach your children your religion, you can't spank them, you have to put them in government training camps, and that they the right of the child is to be put on Prozac and Ritalin. It's to totally destroy the family, and Hillary Clinton says they're going to try to reintroduce it and get Obama to ratify it.
And that means it's a CPS on steroids.
Oh, it talks about that every child will be assessed by the state, and they'll take a lot of people's children, yeah.
Well, because I was sitting there reading on parentalrights.org, if I don't want my son to go to a vulgar rapper concert, he can go call CPS and review my decision.
Absolutely, but the children will find out real fast how hellish it is if they do that. Let me expand on a section in there. It says that even if your 11-year-old wants to have an abortion, that it is to be secret from you, and that if you try to intervene in any way, you will be arrested. So, I mean, it just goes on and on. Just Google UN Treaty on the Rights of the Child. Go read the articles in the section and just see it for yourself. It's just unbelievable. Let's go to another caller. Got time? Gary in PA, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
You're my hero, man. You're incredible. Hey, I just wanted to bring to your attention, I'm not sure if you know about it. I'm sure you know of Catherine Albrecht. She's been on Coast to Coast.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, the guy that broke all that was Tex Mars and... 1994 with this book, Project Lucent. You read that one book, that, by the way, we sell at InfoWars.com. You'll know the entire agenda because that book was written 14 years ago, 15 years ago. And when you read it, it's exactly everything that happened. Tracker chips and everything, RFID, absolutely.
Right. Well, the reason I'm bringing her up is she was on Wednesday, the 28th January. And she brought up a private secure search engine, IX Quick. And it looks good to me. Maybe you should check it out.
No, yeah, it sends, it puts you into a virtual browser, and then it does the searching for you and then delivers the info through its conduit to you.
Yeah, I hadn't heard you mention it since then, so I didn't know if you knew.
There's quite a few secure, supposedly, search engines.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to ask you about was, you know, I tried to call in to Coast to Coast when they had that IRS agent that investigated.
Hold on. Stay there. We'll come back to you after the break. Stay with us.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Every 23 seconds a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Oh, where have you been, my blue-eyed son? And where have you been, my darling young one?
We're going to cover the latest martial law police state developments. Why is the White House setting all this up? Why did Bush pass the baton perfectly to the new puppet-in-chief, Barack Obama? What is coming up in the future? What's going on with the economy? What's going on with the fairness doctrine to restrict free speech now openly being announced they want to reintroduce it? Will they physically shut me off the radio and many others? It is all coming up. But let's go back to your calls. Okay, Gary and PA, you were asking a question. Go ahead and finish up your question.
Yeah, I was trying to to get through the coast-to-coast when they had that IRS agent who investigated the legality of the income tax and got himself fired. I think his name might have been Bannister or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was the first person to interview Bannister. It's in my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed.
Yeah, I saw your interview of him on YouTube, I guess it was.
Yeah, I interviewed him 10 years ago.
Anyway, I wanted to bring to their attention about the CAFR and Walter Burian, and they wouldn't take my call. It kept disconnecting me or connecting me to a busy signal or something.
Well, sir, the issue is other people's shows are their shows, and I can't control other shows do. I can't really comment on it. Coast to Coast has never censored me. They get a lot of calls coming in. I think they try to choose what they think is the best calls to put on. Sometimes they don't even screen them. We don't screen calls here. Nobody screened your call. So we're here covering the comprehensive annual financial reports. And I have covered those before with George Noring. So we appreciate George and what they're doing over there. Let's talk to Robert in Colorado. Robert, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, thanks very much for taking my call. Appreciate it. Two things. Number one, did you hear about that bonehead stunt that Bill Gates did last Friday at a meeting out in California?
What did he do? Where he supposedly released
the mosquitoes, yeah. Wasn't that stupid as hell? He made the comment that not only poor people should have to suffer from malaria, so he released these mosquitoes out of this jar or whatever.
He wants to design the mosquitoes that have the vaccine in them. And his father's the head of Planned Parenthood, and Bill Gates is openly for a one-child policy, and they use their big foundation as a eugenics front.
Yeah. Instead of finding a cure, he's probably spreading it in Africa or wherever.
Well, people need to see the documentation. They need to see Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
Well, it covers it for folks that don't know, want to learn more.
Yeah, I just thought it was idiotic to do that. The other thing is, I think Obama kind of made a verbal faux pas last Thursday or Friday. He was at some type of meeting in Pennsylvania somewhere, I think, and he was, I'm loosely quoting here, paraphrasing, I don't remember exact words, but something along the lines of, criticisms against the stimulus bill are that, well, it's just another spending bill. Well, that's what a stimulus bill is. So I thought that was kind of a tipping of the hand, so to speak, by him saying that. He, in effect, admitted that it was a spending bill, which...
No, I hear you. Look, the trillion-dollar bailout bill or stimulus bill itself is a diversion. In the first 2 months of the banker takeover, $8.5 trillion was missing, according to the Associated Press and Bloomberg. They won't say where the money went. Now I have all these congressional hearings. I'm putting clips of them in the Obama film I'm making, the Obama deception that comes out March 15th. And they're saying to the Federal Reserve, where's the money? And they go, we don't have to tell you. We're a private group outside of your control. Just like Alan Greenspan has lately said on the news. So the country's been hijacked, and they love to have, you know, Obama come out and say he screwed up or he's running things to create that illusion so he gets all the blame or Bush gets all the blame so we never get past these puppets and look at the real policies being set in secret by the globalists. Robert in Texas. Robert, you're on the air.
Alex, great honor to speak with you.
Honor to speak with you, sir.
I just have two points, and I'll make them quick. The first one, I have a friend who recently got out of federal prison here in Texas, one of the private jail group installations, and he was needing his medical records. And so he called the unit and got hold of the medical part of the unit there, and they put him through a big rigmarole, told him he had to get notarized releases and all this to them. And when he finally did, they told him that he wasn't allowed to have them because they weren't his property. And he asked them, well, whose property are they? And they told him, well, we have sold your medical records, and they're the property of the people who bought them. And he said, well, then who bought them? And they refused to tell him.
Yeah, well, they do a lot of medical experiments. This has come out. Even the jail guards have gotten sick in Huntsville on people in the state and federal prisons. And when they take your blood at the hospital, they claim that they own it. And I remember 12 years ago on air when I learned that since 1973, everyone born in the hospital has their blood taken, and they claim it's for a blood test. But that's true. Part of it is for that. The other part went into a federal secret register. Now, because of lawsuits the last few years, they've now admitted the University of Texas is the main body for the U.S. keeping them. It's a global database, and they then claim they own your blood, your DNA, and your entire protein makeup. And then they have databases on people, and when you go to get gene therapy later, you learn you've got to pay a company because the government owns your DNA or private groups they sold it to. And I've had state reps and congressmen on about this, and the public still doesn't believe it. That's how sneaky the shadow government is. That if you're 35 or 36 years old or younger, every person born in the hospital, including myself in Parkland in Dallas, Texas, had your blood taken. They lied to you and said it was for something else. The compartmentalized nurses, they didn't lie. They didn't know. And it's like that on thousands of instances. This is a scientific dictatorship. The Human Genome Project is a race-specific bioweapon program. It's late in the game, ladies and gentlemen. Late in the game. Alex in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
I think that the way that you're going about getting liberty in our lifetime is good, but I think that there's something even better that we can do, and that's join the Free State Project. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, of course. I've interviewed a lot of the folks involved up in New Hampshire. They're all, quote, moving there so they can take over the government through the electoral process. And I think it's a fabulous idea, but I think lots of ideas can't be blocked. If we have a wide-ranging, multifaceted attack on the New World Order that's leaderless resistance, it can't be stopped. But if we just go for one thing, let's say you get New Hampshire, well, then the feds will just come in and federalize it. We've got to have the spirit of liberty, the culture of liberty being rediscovered everywhere. And, you know, case in point is 8 states passing or moving to pass bills that say we're not going under martial law, we're sovereign, you're not confiscating guns, ordering the state police and the cities chartered under the state to not confiscate guns or violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Now, I had the idea for this 7 years ago with the Patriot Act, and people picked it up and have thrown the Patriot Act out in 800 cities. In 8 states, now 7 states are moving with this, but it's because individuals took the idea and built on it. Now, the question is, those of you out there, what big idea do you have? Let's hear your big idea. The solutions are here. It's called resisting. Resistance is victory.
I think if we get everyone that thinks like you together, you know, we can do more together than we can apart.
If we're all together in one spot, they can chop our head off. We don't want a one-headed hydra.
Not if we have guns.
Well, I mean, again, sir, the answer is having 50 free states. The answer is multifaceted.
True. I just think that the Free State Project has a lot of potential.
It does, but if you only have one state doing it, it can be infiltrated and bought off and damaged. That's how the enemy attacks. Everything they do is built along, you know, widespread operations, you know, that go in at one big target. We need multifaceted info war. Look, I'm telling you, folks, the number one thing you got to do is spread the word that offshore banks have taken over the government through the National Security Act and are bankrupting the country, and that it's fraudulent, that it's illegitimate, that it's criminal, and that we say no. I mean, they're getting ready to put troops on the streets, folks. They're announcing it.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Kevin in Canada, Julia, Mike, John, David, Anthony, Jim, many others. Your calls are coming up when we start the next hour. But I want to go ahead and go into more detail on Obama's change, expanding the power of the National Security Council and the shadow government, a story by Kurt Nemo that's reporting on what is in the Washington Post today. Obama's NSC will get new power. Here we go. This is up on Infowars.com right now. Needs to go viral. They can't get away with this so the people understand what it is. On February 8th, Karen DeYoung, writing for the CIA's favorite newspaper, they admittedly run it, the Washington Post, reported that President Obama's plans to order a sweeping overhaul of the National Security Council, what Bush was already setting up, see, it's seamless, expanded its membership and increasing its authority to set strategy across a wide spectrum of international and domestic issues. That's a quote from the Washington Post. This is outside of Congress's control. According to National Security Advisor and former Marine Corps Commandant James L. Jones, who's a big globalist, the world that we live in has changed so dramatically that in this decade that organizations that were created to meet a certain set of criteria, like the Bill of Rights Constitution, they keep calling Posse Comitatus outdated, no longer are terribly useful. Obama will issue a presidential directive that will expand the NSC's reach, this is quoting Jones, General Jones, far beyond the range of traditional policies, issues, and turn it into a much more elastic body. So dangerous is the world now, he goes on, that they have to have it. Now, all, it says, he, quoting General Jones, all law enforcement agencies, the Drug Enforcement Administration, all those things will be merged into the NSC and embrace a broader membership. And it goes into the National Security Act in 1947 that allowed the CIA to be created and for the shadow government to start. They're now just rolling the entire government into that. Legislation created as the CIA institutionalized under the rubric of national security and justification for new weapon systems, huge military expenditures, and military interventions in the third world. Now they're just taking over the U.S. Continuing, national security state institutions like the NSC and the CIA are also dangerous because they greatly expand the power of the executive branch and thereby threaten the constitutional system of checks and balances, writes Jack Nelson Palmier in the book Brave New World Order. The institutions that make up the national security state apparatus are supposedly set up to defend national security and the integrity of the state. However, they often abuse power, violate national and international laws, and may actually erode the democracy they supposedly defend. Senate investigations led by Frank Church in 1975 detailed numerous illegal activities conducted by the CIA against U.S. and foreign individuals and groups. The recent Iran-Contra scandal offers frightening testimonies to abuses of power by the National Security Council. Yeah, they were setting up concentration camps then but got caught. I have the National Security Council hearings, including numerous violations of the U.S. Constitution. It appears the ruling elite will now expand these abuses of power and numerous violations of the U.S. Constitution far beyond the Defense Department and a little bit of the State Department, from a quote. As Jones characterizes it, in one fell swoop, Obama may expand the reach of the Pentagon, the CIA, and the military-industrial complex President Eisenhower warned against in his farewell 1961 farewell speech to the nation. New NSC directorates will deal with such departments spanning 21st century issues as cybersecurity, that means taking over the web, as they've announced they'll do through the Violent Radicalization Act, energy, climate change is in there, just fiat directives. That means shutting down your businesses, your farms, your ranches. Nation building, that means attacking nations. And infrastructure, seizing roads for the North American Union. Many of the functions of the Homeland Security Council established as a separate White House entity by President Bush after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, may be rolled into the expanded NSC, although it is still undetermined what elements of the HSC will remain as a separate body within the White House. In other words, with the stroke of a pen, Obama has taken the military and intelligence policymaking and control functions of the new shadow government operating under the cover of the NSC, unanswerable to Congress or the American people. Will dictate energy policy, computer network security, climate change mandates, national infrastructure, and homeland security surveillance grid, which controls every federal agency itself. It should be noted that the secret 5,412 committee, now known simply as the special group responsible for black operations, secret operations, is a component of the NSC, of the folks that ship in the most of the narcotics. According to the research of David Guyot, the secret gold tree, the truth behind World War II gold, Nazi plunder, and elite plans to control our financial future. Remember, the Nazis funded and tried to hire then head Marine Smedley Butler, who was about to be commandant, to do what James L. Jones is now doing. I would just add that, and the book covers it. And he blew the whistle, and it didn't happen in 1935. The 5412 committee, which met in Room 40 at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, became the de facto parallel government of the United States, a fact that was later acknowledged by President Eisenhower in his speech regarding the dangers of the military-industrial complex. At the heart of the U.S. secret government lay a doctrine that was driven by the twin goals of reinforcing the private interest that largely controlled the state, that means foreign banks robbing you, and maintaining an international environment in which they can prosper. That means taking over other countries. So enslaving us and using us as an engine to take over others. The broader interests of the people are not permitted to enter the equation, which is reserved entirely for the men of wealth and power that have a seat in the system. As the Post story quotes Jones' deputy, John O. Brennan, a CIA veteran who serves as presidential advisor for counterterrorism and homeland security, quote, "will review options for the Homeland Council, including its responsibility for preparing for and responding to natural and terrorism-related domestic disasters." And then it just goes into how they're setting up Homeland Security. We have links to the Army War College, links to the Army's own announcements that they are preparing to engage the American people, that NORTHCOM's main mission is to suppress civil unrest and to stop governors from declaring state sovereignty and resisting a takeover. That's why you have seven states passing or trying to pass laws that are mentioning this right now. I mean, the states even know that aren't fully controlled. On January 27th, Paul Watson, writing for Prison Planet, reported on a bill introduced in Congress authorizing the Department of Homeland Security to set up a network of FEMA camp facilities to be used to house U.S. citizens in the event of a national emergency. Ominously, the bill also states the camps can be used to meet other appropriate needs, and from previous NSC documents, we know that means putting us in the camps, as determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security. An open-ended mandate, which many fear could mean the forced detention of American citizens. Well, I've been in the urban warfare drills. The troops are training for it, and the Army says they're getting ready. In the event of a widespread rioting and or national emergency or total economic collapse, wrote Watson, Obama's directive will pass operational responsibility for the proposed network of internment camps from the Department of Homeland Security directly to the parallel government in the National Security Council. The DHS plan, soon to become a plan implemented by the NSC and the special group, followed on the heels of the Pentagon announcement late last year that it expects to have 20,000 uniformed troops inside the United States trained to help state and local officials respond to nuclear terror attack or other domestic catastrophes, including crowd control and riots. As the Washington Post described on December 1, 2008, the Pentagon plan calls for three rapid reaction forces to be ready for emergency response by September 2011. The first 4,700-person unit, built around an active-duty combat brigade based at Fort Stewart, Georgia, was available as of October 1st, and General Victor E. R. Reinhardt, Jr., commander of the U.S. Northern Command. That's a quote from him. According to Bert B. Tussing, Director of Homeland Defense and Security Issues at the U.S. Army War College Center for Strategic Leadership, the new Pentagon approach breaks the mold by assessing active duty combat brigade to the Northern Command for the first time. It also federalizes all state guards and the states, making governors federal officers in the military who serve at the pleasure of the National Security Council, the President, the Pentagon, or its designates. So, I mean, this is it. Regional governors will keep the local systems in line. Fear of this battle station will back up that threat. It now appears, doesn't appear, it's a fact, the ruling elite have plans to break many more molds as they continue their slow-motion coup d'etat against the Constitution and the American people while the banking looting goes on. Obama was installed to add finishing touches to the globalist plan, and to be a messianic populator to carry it out, to decimate the Constitution, destroy the sovereignty of the United States, impose a military dictatorship of a particular importance to the parallel government as the engineered implosion of the global economy commences, and reduce the greatest nation on earth to a third world status. And then that'll make everybody become domesticated and institutionalized, because even if you have money in the bank, they're planning to devalue it in the next 24 months, I would add. Excellent report from Kurt Nemo, and it's a very dry report. It probably only covers 10% of the nightmare, but people will have trouble believing this. But every statement in here links to a hyperlink with the government documents, legislation, presidential decision directives. Go read it for yourself. Second hour, straight ahead, your phone calls and the attack on free speech, reintroducing the fairness doctrine, and a lot more. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.